Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Michael Pino wrote the big article for Sports Illustrated, Trae Young and Luka Doncic on the cover, and he joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Wade Ford is Atlanta's Ford dealer. Give us a little bit of insight. Michael, welcome to the show. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, guys.
So give us your, because we're biased here. We were just talking about Trae. We're biased. We're the Hawks station, and Trey's our guy. What is your impression of Trae Young as a star in this league at this time?
I couldn't speak more highly of him, I think. I've been a huge fan for the past few years. I mean, even two seasons ago, you know, he averages, about 30 and 10, starts the All-Star game, and I think that a lot of people were dumbfounded by that because of the success of the Atlanta Hawks as a team, but putting up numbers like that in the NBA, regardless of system, regardless of what is around you, regardless of your responsibilities, is very, very special. And, you know, you look at his numbers, I think he's third in career assist rate behind John Stockton and Chris Paul right now. I mean, he's one of the better passers the NBA has seen in recent times. And at only 23 years old, to engineer such efficient offense as he did, particularly last season, and to really show growth. And one of the things I talked about in my story was his growth kind of among teammates in a leadership capacity, to show that, to kind of temper his shot selection a little bit in the playoffs, get to the line a little bit more, particularly in the fourth quarter, to have a presence of mind at the moment. I just think he's, you know, one of the 15 best players easily in the NBA right now, and by the end of this season, he could be even higher than that.
Now, Michael, in your SI article, you talked about Trae Young's leadership, right? And we saw it in the playoffs, but how much of that can be solidified based on what the Hawks do this season as well?
Yeah, I think that, how his teammates respond to, you know, he's not a, as you guys know, he's not a rah-rah, extremely vocal leader in a locker room or in a huddle. That's just not, it hasn't been his persona or his personality as a basketball player. And basically last year, particularly in the playoffs, you know, guys responded instead to how he behaved on the court, his confidence, his boldness, his fearlessness, going into MSG, hitting that floater, silencing the crowd in game one. Throwing lobs off the backboard to John Collins, and I think it was game one of the conference finals, a road against the team. Obviously doing the shimmy, just like all that stuff kind of guys see that, and then they get in line behind him, and they're proud, and they kind of take on and are emboldened by his antics on the floor, and just his unique confidence and unwielding confidence. So I think he'll, as someone who's only 23 years old and will continue to mature as a player and understand what it means to be a leader and what it means to be a championship level point guard, he'll only grow and improve in those areas, because everybody can do that. But right now, you guys saw in the playoffs last year, you don't need to be super vocal to lead and have everybody kind of fall in line behind you.
You know, a lot of us here in Atlanta kind of go, okay, when we see that nobody seems to be on a national level really believing that they think what happened with the Hawks last year was, you know, kind of a fake and a deep fake, I guess, because, you know, they're picking the Hawks, you know, in Vegas or somewhere. The Hawks will be the fifth or sixth place team in the East. We're all going, okay, if you say. But we're not really sure why, but okay, we'll see how that works out for you. We think this Hawks team is pretty darn good, and they ought to be considered, you know, one of the teams to beat in the NBA, but I guess until you do it, Michael, you're not going to get that kind of next-level respect. But let's see, you know, that all that does is add a little bit of fuel to that Trae Young fire.
Yeah, you know, I think that a lot of weird things happened last season, and, you know, there's several teams that had particularly impressive runs in the regular season and in the playoffs where, you know, you could look at injuries suffered by opponents and just wonder if they were for real. And there's just a lot of, even beyond the injuries, just the weirdness of last season is kind of difficult sometimes in the eyes of some people to look forward and know what's real and what was kind of just a product of those peculiar circumstances. You know, I look at the Hawks team and I see, you know, one of the deeper rosters in basketball, a bunch of really young guys who contributed last season who will be better, young guys who didn't really contribute last year who should be better, like Cam Reddish and DeAndre Hunter, who were hurt for pretty much the entirety of the playoffs. They have, as I wrote in my article, they're so complimentary, everybody on the team. You know, they have length, they have defensive versatility, they have rebounding, rim protection, they have outside shooting, they have kind of every ingredient that you need. What they don't have is that second all-star. And so it's going to be really interesting to see, who steps up this season. If it's John Collins, if it's a healthy DeAndre Hunter kind of making a third year leap, if it's even someone like Bogey, who's a veteran, battled injuries. So that's going to be really interesting. I mean, we did a little thing on my podcast after the Eastern Conference, and I think that the Hawks are going to finish third in the standings, and I still believe that. I just think they're so built for the regular season, and their expectations internally are to have home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs, and I think they're good enough to accomplish that.
Michael Pina, thank you for taking a few minutes. Michael Pina of Sports Illustrated, his article on Trae Young and Luka Doncic, the future of the NBA, is up at SI.com and on Sports Illustrated on the magazine as well. As we get ready for the Hawks and their season opener, Trae against Luka coming up in 9 days from now. Thanks, Michael.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.